Pete Seeger's passing brought back a flood of memories for all of us who grew up watching Hootenanny on ABC in the 60s. Folk music is alive and well in mid-Michigan, and some of it is the best practitioners are with us in the studio right now. Please welcome the Barn Owls to Current State. I love having live music in the studio. The Barred Owls, ladies and gentlemen. And I wish this is one of those moments when I wish you could actually see what we're doing here on Current State. We have Kirk Mason on the bass. Chris Foster was on mandolin. And our two fiddlers are Linnea Jimson and Meredith Brown. Linnea and Meredith join us on the program in front of the microphones. Linnea, fantastic, amazing thing. How did you guys get together?
Well, it's a long history. Meredith and Emily and I, Emily unfortunately can't join us, but she is our lead singer guitar player. She's living in Chicago now, so she's commuting up today. But Emily and Meredith and I started playing together in a MSU theater production of The Grapes of Wrath, and we did a lot of old-time fiddling for that, very historical. And then we just kept playing together because it was so much fun. And we added members from there.
We found Chris, and eventually Kirk found us. So
that's the way it works, isn't it, guys? They kind of come together like that. Meredith, when you started playing the fiddle, was it for music like this, or were you more of a classical person?
No, both Linnea and I were actually raised classically, and Chris was raised classically as well. And Kirk, I'm not.
I don't know.
Yeah,
don't.
You. But a lot of us come from a classical background. It wasn't until I came to college. I always have loved fiddle music, but it wasn't until I came to Michigan State that I found that network. Where a couple of us are graduates of the Residential College of the Arts and Humanities, and there's a course in that program called Music from the Appalachian Region, basically. And that's when we learned how to fiddle, learned a lot of these old-time tunes, and there's just really strong community in the East Lansing-Lansing area.
Kirk, why don't you take up the bass?
Well, it's an interesting story. Actually, I'm playing a washtub bass. It's basically a stick in a washtub with a string on it, so, and a head. So I found that in my friend's basement, and my friend's father pulled it out of a dumpster in Wyoming in the 60s. That's the story. It sounds crazy, but he brought it to East Lansing, or to Lansing, and I found it in his basement. And I was actually talking with Emily one time, playing banjo with her, and she asked, "Do you know any bass players?" And I thought in my head, well, my friend has this bass in his basement, and that would be so cool if I learned how to play it, and then I could play with them. But I didn't tell them any of this until a long time later. I learned to play that bass. I took it from my friend's basement, and I learned to play it probably about 2 weeks before I ever played with them, just so that I could be in the band because I thought it was cool.
So what was your original instrument?
Well, I think the first instrument I learned to play was piano, and then I learned a lot of others after that, banjo and drums.
Because there is some similarity in the way that the strings are tuned in bass and guitar, so you got the same force going up. So
yeah, I learned the washed up bass before I ever played any sort of guitar seriously.
So that was the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, as far as the guitar world goes.
Chris Foster, your favorite mandolin player of all time. Who was your inspiration?
Oh, hands down, Chris Thiele. Absolutely.
And why is that?
I would say he's easily one of the best in the world right now. He's a child prodigy, but his music was really what got me into the mandolin. So it was his third solo album, Not All Who Wander Are Lost, in eighth grade. I heard that and just kind of, you know, went wild with it. So my parents got me a cheap mandolin on eBay, and I really liked it. And so.
Did you have lessons?
Yeah, for a little while. I took lessons at Elderly Instruments. That was fun. It was fun and it was certainly helpful getting a lot of the chords down. That's where I learned how to do my first chords and so. But yeah.
So is that is it easier to be self-taught as a mandolin, guitar, bass player than it is to learn the fiddle?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a period of about a year at least where beginning violin players have the right to sound like a dying bird, you know.
But at the same time, if I try and play mandolin, I'm like, wait, what chord is this? I don't get chords. Yeah. Just give me a solo.
They have all the fingerings for mandolin, you know, basically, because it's the same tuning, but the frets and the flat pick are a different mechanism to learn.
So, Linnea, you also play the banjo.
I'm just picking it up. It's something I've been wanting to do for a while, and I'm picking up banjo. I also was inspired in part by Meredith to start clogging too. So it's really just there are so many musical and dance traditions associated with old time music and with folk music. So being part of the Bard Owls has opened up all sorts of other musical and creative venues.
It's very hard to get bored.
It's very hard to get bored. And I think a lot of us have this problem where we just keep picking up instruments. So if you see us walk into a show, you know, we have a banjo and a guitar and all sorts of instruments on our backs. We're like pack mules.
Sound engineers, beware.
Yeah, it takes me 10 minutes to get everything in my car to get to the venue.
Yes.
Well, that's why I quit playing drums. Because you have to take so much stuff along with you. Nice. Meredith, how do you decide what to put in your repertoire?
Oh, wow. We all pick up tunes in different ways, and we kind of have a very collaborative way of running this band. Everyone brings different songs that they've learned from different people or camps that they go to or just listening in YouTube videos. So we bring something to the table, we play it, we jam on it for a while, and we eventually work out some sort of an arrangement. Some of our stuff is original. Some of it are original medleys that we put together from traditional tunes. But we kind of like to try something different every show. So I think every show we have a goal of adding something new.
Linnea, how do you categorize the music of the Bard Owls?
Oh, that's the hardest question always. I say that we are rooted in old time, but as Meredith was saying, we take that and we expand on it. We have a lot of original compositions by Emily that have banjo, sound sort of folksy, but are not quite old time. We also do some French Canadian folk tunes. We do some Celtic folk tunes. It's sort of a wide variety. So that is always the hardest question, is how do you describe us in two words or less? I don't know.
Well, having played as a musician, I know there are stigmas that go with every instrument. So Chris Foster, tell us your favorite banjo, Joe.
I heard one recently from a friend who plays banjo, and that's, what do you call a beautiful woman on the arm of a banjo player?
What do you call a beautiful woman on the arm of a banjo player?
A tattoo.
Let the record show that Chris made that joke and not me, because I have a terrible reputation of telling horrific banjo jokes.
I will not take credit for such a genius. I
see, Kirk seems to be the only guy with needlework there, so right? I don't see a beautiful girl on his arm.
Kirk, is that your next one?
Yes, definitely. That's my next one.
You are a banjo player, so.
So, yeah.
You guys seem to get along real well. I mean, is the group dynamic important with a band like this?
rehearsals are as much hangouts as they are rehearsals, which can be a good thing because it brings a lot of positive energy and creativity to the group, but a bad thing when there really isn't a pressing goal and we end up just sitting around joking and laughing and sometimes work doesn't get done. But I think we've worked hard to find a good balance between the two.
Linnea, how do you handle conflict, the inevitable conflict when you have five different personalities?
Also a good question. Really, it's like a relationship. There just has to be communication. And we've sort of worked out a system for that. Whether it's just deciding on what shows to take, we send out an email and everyone comments on it. But if there's ever conflict, yeah, we bring it up as a group and we try and be very honest with each other.
It's like any family.
Yeah, it's like a family. Yeah, absolutely.
Where are you playing tonight?
We are playing at Max Bar, the illustrious Max Bar. It's a great lineup. There's Gifts Are Creatures, Devil and His Brandy is the headliner. We've played with them before. Great guys. Nathan Allen and Deal Rossi. So we are opening at 10, and then there are four other great groups.
Yeah. Doors open at 9:30.
Kirk Mason, Chris Foster, Linnea Jimison, and Meredith Brown are the Bard Owls, and they will take us out in a minute.